boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I noticed 2-3 weeks ago that my driver's license was going to expire on my birthday.
Happy birthday to you and a trip to the DMV.
Exactly. So that's what I did today. I set up an appointment. I had my driver's license thing that I had to do. But before this morning, before I even got to the DMV, I had a panic attack this morning. Because the last time I was there, which was 6 months ago, to update the address and get the star on it, things like that, they tell you you have to bring 2 articles of mail with your name on it. You have to bring your birth certificate and your social security number so that you can get the star.
Right. And also a DNA sample at that point. Why not?
I swear. This morning I had a panic attack because what did I do last night? I crushed all of the mail down or shredded all of the mail.
Oh.
I don't know what was into me last night. I normally hate doing it with a passion.
It sounds fun.
Really?
Get your frustration out and shred some important documents.
But that's what I did. I shredded every article of mail that we had built up, which meant I had nothing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the panic attack I had was just one of the worst. Luckily, I found another pile because I'm telling you, we just have piles of things for me to shred one day.
Nice.
I found another one that had 2 articles of mail.
Okay. So you had everything
you need. So I had everything I need. But what I've learned is I need to hire you as my shredder. Just don't steal any important information. Don't tell anyone my social security number or anything.
Oh, I already have. What do you think I do here? I have already looked through your entire desk.
I learned something today at the DMV. Let's be honest, you learn something every single time you're there.
Oh, I feel dumb every time. Was I supposed to know that?
Uh-huh, same. But I had updated my driver's license 6 months ago to have our new address because we moved in April of last year. Now I had to renew it. It was expired in 4 days.
Expired
in 4 days. And so I brought the same documents that I did the first time because when we updated the address, we wanted to go for the star too, which you have to have 2 articles of mail with your name and address on it. You have to have your social security number or social security card and your birth certificate.
And your firstborn child.
Literally. I brought all of that again today because I was like, well, we're renewing. We have to do it. I get my ID and everything. She's like, you're good to go. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I brought all this paperwork. She goes, oh, when you get the star one time, you're good. You don't have to bring that stuff
for
back.
For life?
Yes. I'm like, now I feel like an idiot for having a panic attack this morning. Because not only could I not find 2 articles of mail with my name on it, I had no idea. When you need to know where your birth certificate is, I swear to God, you never know where it is.
It's like I never was born. I don't
exist.
That's
what I'm saying. So I had a panic attack for nothing for her to be like, no, you're good.
And she didn't even, see, if I was her, I'd be like, just, I'll look at your mail. Just so you feel better, I'll look at it. Wow, that is
You need a
due.
Job at a DMV.
I should.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Super Bowl Sunday's here. Obviously, one of the favorite parts is the food. I don't know if there's anything on your menu yet.
I don't know of anything because Neighbor Man has signed me up for home improvement crap. And we're going to be fixing the house. So I don't even get to watch this.
Okay, that sounds horrible. And who cares about the game, right? You care about the commercials. You care about halftime.
Which both of those I'll just go to YouTube and watch, right?
Yeah, fair. And then the food. Obviously, people have watch parties and make really delicious appetizers. But also, the stadium that hosts the game kind of goes above and beyond for the snacks that they sell.
Do they do specialty items?
Yes, they do.
Okay, I know sometimes baseball stadiums and football stadiums have... Not even for the Super Bowl. I just mean in general have specialty items. That's something that I always look forward to.
Like ice cream and a baseball helmet.
Yeah.
I love that.
Or a weird cheeseburger of some sort.
Yes.
I look forward to these, so I'm curious.
They take it above and beyond because it's bougie, right? The Super Bowl tickets themselves are thousands and thousands of dollars. So this is the chance for them to go above
and beyond.
I should
be getting caviar at this point.
Yes.
Is it?
I don't see, not in front of me. I don't, on the list of some of the top items, but I wouldn't be surprised if you could find caviar at Levi's Stadium, which is where the Super Bowl is on this Sunday. A couple of standouts that I've seen are Gilroy steak fries, which are $35.
Who's Gilroy?
I don't know what that means, but they're garlicky and they have steak on them.
Oh my God.
Now listen to this, okay?
Are we still on the fries?
No, next. Dungeness crab potachos, which
what
is
the
like
hecko?
Potato nachos.
Potato nachos with crab on it?
Yes.
That's up your alley.
And white cheddar cream, they say. That's $40 for some potachos.
Ooh, I don't know if that's how you say it. I don't know, but I like that word.
I do too. Honestly, there needs to be more potachos in the world because maybe not with crab. I can't afford that. But there is a hot dog, but it's a super hot Chinatown dog with spicy Chinese mustard and yellow radish with hoisin glazed pork.
Did you say poison?
Hoisin.
Oh, I gotta clear my ears.
Yeah, they're just serving poison just casually. They are gonna have loaded Dorito nachos. So
nice.
You know,
so cheaper maybe?
$20.
Oh my God.
So not as much as the potachos, which are twice as much.
She just wanted to say the word again.
I love that word. And then the last thing I'll tell you about is a $180 LX burger, which is like 60, the Roman numeral. $180 burger that is massive. I mean, ginormous. It could feed like four people. And it's 3.5 pounds of beef shank.
I have two thoughts. Whoever's the sucker that has to cook that, I feel so bad for you. Yeah. And I hope you're getting overtime.
Oh, I hope so too. Working the Super Bowl.
And then I do see that you're going to make the potatoes or whatever the heck they're
doing.
I could see you making those this weekend.
Stay tuned. I may need to make my own tutorial for Taylor's potatoes.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Does your partner ever ask about, I'm going to say your old life. And by that, I mean life before you knew each other. For instance, me and my boyfriend Curly, I've only been together for almost four years. Oh no, I always am forgetting. I should
Taylor
not throw myself under the bus like that. Anyway, we didn't know each other in high school. So every once in a while, I'll ask him about like the sports he played. I didn't ever get to see him be like a competitive athlete playing the sports he played. So sometimes I'll be like, oh, what position were you in football? Or, oh, what sport were you the best at? But what did you like the best or whatever? And then he'll do the same with me for dance team stuff. I danced at the University of Iowa. And yes, we were both there at the same time, but we didn't know each other. So he didn't experience all the things that I did or got to see all the things that I did. So we were watching, he was watching an NBA game last night and it was just on in my presence. And I don't know what it was, if he saw one of like the cheerleaders on TV or whatever. But he looks at me and he goes, so when you danced at Iowa at a basketball game, did you like actually watch the game or what did you do? I'm like, well, I was on we sat on the side of the court. So I kind of had no choice but to watch what was right in front of me. Now, did I understand all of it? No, not necessarily. But I would get you know, sometimes you get a little chatty with your girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, hey, pay attention to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I watched the game. It just is funny that he asks about my past life is like I like to say.
It's funny you say the chatting thing because that's what I did a lot. I would get in so much trouble by the coach. Because
you?
I know. Look at me now. I'm working in radio, obviously. I would get in trouble for chatting a lot. But for football, we would face the field. So that you could see the game. I was watching, but was I comprehending or really paying attention? No. My mind was set on what's the next cheer? What's the next dance? And then when I cheered in college as well, we only did basketball. And again, I was the same thing, which is what's the next cheer? What's the next dance? I couldn't tell you at that time what a free throw, whatever the crap thing is that thing is called.
Were you really at the games?
If you and your significant other met in high school, do you think you would have dated or is there just something that would have made it impossible for the two of you?
What a thought.
I thought about this because you were talking about how Curly was asking you what it was like dancing at the University of Iowa and he wants to get to know more of like past Taylor, right?
Before we knew each other, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, yeah. Neighbor man tells me all the time, I know for a fact if we went to school together, I would have dated you.
Really?
He says that all the time. He like creeped one time on my Facebook and he saw like old high school pictures and he was like, you were cute back then. I wasn't. I was so dorky. Thanks, bud. But yeah, he says all the time that he knows that we would have dated. But realistically, I don't think I would have dated him, though. There's a couple reasons for this.
Are you going to be mean now?
No. I think he was way too out of my league because I was very immature. Mm. I needed to be slapped across that face and grew the heck up, okay? I'll tell you that right now.
Whoa.
But I'll also say he had very curly hair back in the day. Like your boyfriend, curly. That's why he's called that.
Hence the name.
Yeah. And he, like Nick Jonas, very curly, mm-hmm. which is funny. And the reason why I say no, Nick Jonas was my least favorite guy in the boy band. Like, if I had to rank it in high school, I know it was Joe Jonas, and it always has been. It would have been Kevin, and then it would have been Nick. And the reason I say this is because I tend to not like the celebrity or the hot guy or whatever that everybody else is obsessed with.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, I'll pick the dorky one. Everybody was obsessed with Nick Jonas back in the day, so I went for Joe. Now it's
Vice. No, I'm sorry.
What?
If you really liked the dorky ones, you would pick Kevin.
That is true. But yeah, I just don't think we would have, because everyone would have probably liked his curly hair, right? And I just wouldn't have been into it because I'm like, well, everybody else is obsessed with you. I'm going to pick the dork one.
I highly doubt any of this is true.
Why?
The only reason you wouldn't have dated him in high school,
the curls,
is because of the Jonas Brothers. What?
Well, yeah, I was committed to Joe Jonas and I still am to this day.
Right, okay.
If he were to call me, I would leave Neighbor Man any day.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, you're in luck because there's not jack going on outside. And not even 30 seconds ago, Destiny goes, well, I'd like to take over the Taylor window update today.
I would.
So what's going on out there?
I told you I went to the DMV earlier, and I never know exactly, like, I have an idea where it is, but, like, the best route to get there, I don't know. So I had to use my GPS, and it had me go 380 heading towards, like, North Liberty, Iowa City, right?
Yeah.
And then just when you're getting to that exit to pick, like, 30, or you could head left, and it would take you towards Kirkwood, mm-hmm. things like that. So I was on that exit, but right before that, and then even on that exit, the girl whoever gets to be the GPS girl, got it. Would love to have your job. She,
Siri? Isn't that who it is?
I don't know. She needs to work on how to pronounce some things. And I don't know why no one has reported this. But instead of calling it Tama, mm-hmm. she kept calling it Tama.
Tama.
So when she's like, turn right to go towards Tama. And I'm like, what is Tama? Like, is that a new restaurant in town? Like, what is Tama? And then she'd be like, you're keep going straight towards Tama. And I was like, what? Oh, she means Tama. She kept it. I think she said it 5 times in a matter of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And said it wrong every single time.
Yeah. I need you to look into this more because I'm sure it's not the first time that Siri or whatever is in charge of that pronounces it wrong. It obviously has to learn, right? Technology has to learn. I need you to file something.
I would love to. Can it be her voice the entire time? And then randomly you get me butting in and I go, Tama. Okay, what kind of voice would that?
I don't know.
You made me sound really annoying.
No.
She's like, but you are, though.
No. That's how I thought you would sound.
Tama.
See, it was kind of accurate. I got sent on a little bit of a wild goose chase this morning by Destiny, and that ended in me realizing I don't have it together as an adult at all. You needed something picked up from North Liberty. I live there. You don't. It just made sense. And I was like, yeah, I'm down to, like, pick up your stuff and bring it to work so that you don't have to. I mean, that's a drive from where you live.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, yeah, that's no problem. And you told me that it was at North Liberty City Hall. Now, when you first told me that, I go, I don't know where that is. I have no idea off the top of my head. So as I was leaving this morning, I'm like, I got a GPS. Make fun of me all you want. Okay. I've lived in North Liberty for like four years,
Taylor.
Probably. And I had no idea where it was. Put it in my GPS. I kind of recognized, like, the area that it was around, but I still just wanted to follow it there, so I went to the right place.
I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
And this is really stupid because I don't know North Liberty that much.
Me either, apparently.
Do you guys have a downtown?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like,
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, because isn't that normally where City Hall is, like, downtown area? I don't know. Two idiots in the afternoon.
Make me feel worse about myself. No, I don't think so. North Liberty is also so confusing, by the way, because like you drive 2 feet and suddenly you're technically in Coralville.
That's what trips me up about your place.
Me too. I just be saying North Liberty and I actually don't know where I am. So I put it in my GPS. I drive there and I pull up and I'm like, wow, this is nice. Oh my God. Like,
it's been here the whole time.
I had no idea this was here. And then I look over, I'm like, now wait a minute. That's the police station. Oh my God. I didn't even know where the police station was. And then I'm like, is this stuff I feel like I should have known that. Mm-hmm. As a resident of a town or a city, at some point I feel like you should know where that is. My boyfriend Curly the other day was like, oh yeah, I went to the post office in North Liberty. And I'm like, where's that? I have no idea. What's wrong with me?
I'm going to dog on you a little bit, but I also am going to be a little hypocritical, which is I know where the post office is in Marion. I know where the police station is because you can't miss it. I have no idea where City Hall is. I couldn't tell you. I'd assume it's downtown. That's where I'm going to be dumb, and I'm going to walk downtown and be like, is it here? Is it here? I have no idea. Do you know where your library is? Do you have a library? Taylor.
Yes.
Do you guys have a pool?
Yes.
Do you know where that is? Taylor. Do you know where anything in North Liberty is except for shopping?
My house.
Oh,
and the gas station.
Yesterday, I watched Taylor's heart go straight to her butt. And this was the first time that I have ever seen you so shooketh, so confused.
Yeah, I'm pretty much like dead inside most of the time.
She is.
It takes a bit to get a reaction out of me.
I honestly wouldn't be shocked if you told me you peed yourself a little bit.
No. I'm all good. I was fine in that department. Thanks for checking so publicly.
You couldn't have asked off the air.
Yeah, right?
What? Gosh, I'll be in HR for that one later. No, we had, me and neighbor man, my boyfriend, confronted Taylor, and we said something to you, and you were so scared because you had no idea where it was going. We said, hey, Taylor.
Well, hang on now. Can I give some context, please? You're just like,
do you still want to talk about you didn't pee yourself? Where are we going with
it? No, I didn't pee myself. I had to take Destiny to Neighborman's work. You guys had like a car situation yesterday that he needed the car to get to work and blah, blah, blah. So I got conned into dropping you off.
You did.
I did. And then I had to go in and get my payment from Neighborman because we have an agreement, you know, between the two of us. But if I have to babysit, he pays me. and I go in, and then you guys are like being low key kind of weird because I'm like, okay,
I was wondering if you were catching the
vibe. I was, because I'm like, okay, like, love you guys, but I gotta go. Like, it's 7:10, 7:15, and I got dinner at home. But you were like, I don't feel like I can leave right now. They're just kind of like staring at me weirdly.
Uh-huh.
And then you got all like, we wanted to ask you something.
No. Or something. I said, so we need to tell you something.
Oh, yes. Wild, wild statement.
Because immediately she goes, oh my God, you were maternal yesterday. There was a baby in the building and you just really wanted to hold that baby. Are you pregnant?
Well, it was just the way you actually looked like nervous. And I'm like, oh, like this is weird. Why are you being weird? You're never really like weird like that. Uh-huh. I feel like you're about to tell me something that is like life changing.
No, I'm not. Don't worry. We asked Taylor to be our officiant for the wedding, mm-hmm. but I chose the wrong wording.
You did?
When I said, so we have something to tell you, instead of saying,
yeah,
we have something to ask you, would have been a better way to put it. Because then I don't think your heart would have went to your butt like it did yesterday.
Yeah.
What? You're still...
I don't, because now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I'm kind of traumatized. So I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I feel like you guys both should have got down on a knee for me.
Oh, we can do it again.
I'd like a real proposal.
It's official. Taylor is going to officiate me and my boyfriend Neighborman's wedding. And I'm very excited.
Yes.
We had been thinking about having you do it for a really long time. That's why I'd mentioned it to you, just casually.
I was going to say, because I wasn't that surprised.
No, you weren't.
Once you, I mean, you spooked me with your delivery, I'm not going to lie, but I was like, oh, you have like mentioned it before. Oh, we're considering you. And I'm like, I'm sure, I'm down, whatever. Yeah. I'll get internet certified.
I'll go to the internet
or whatever.
No, I've told you about this for a while. We've talked about maybe doing a radio wedding to all sorts of different things. So yes, your name has been on the table for quite some time. Okay. Right. But last night, neighbor man pointed out some things that I kind of want to bring to your attention about you officiating.
Okay. Is this after I agreed or before?
One was before and one was after. Okay.
Okay.
The first thing is he was like, you know what? I think she does deserve it because she came to the wedding dress appointment and she had to sit through 4 hours of me trying on wedding dresses. You know what? She deserves the title because that was like the official yes for me. Him. It was because you had to suffer through looking at
nice. Dress.
But last night we're in bed and he goes, so I have a question about Taylor. And I go, yeah. And he goes, well, let me give a backstory before I answer this. Sorry. Is that when you came and we told you about how you're going to be our officiant.
Yeah.
You came in to get some crab ragoons. That's part of your payment of dropping me off.
We have a deal, me and neighbor man.
Yeah.
We don't coordinate much, the two of us. But when I have to drop Destiny off at neighbor man's work, because it just works out that way, he pays me in crab ragoons. Don't ask questions.
And he gave you extra last night. He gave you like nine. So last night we're laying in bed. He goes, I have a question about Taylor. Do you think she's more excited about the crab ragoons or officiating?
Oh, wow. You know what? That is a question of the century.
So now I do have to ask you that because he's very curious if you were more excited about getting nine crab ragoons or the fact that you get to officiate.
I will tell you, my reaction to the offer of officiating was similar to you when you said, do you want to come to the wedding dress appointment? Which is, yes, obviously, like, that is so flattering, but my initial reaction is always, I gotta let you know that I don't know what I'm doing. You know what
I mean?
You're
not qualified.
I'm not qualified, so if you choose that, go right ahead. So I feel like that was more my goal. So was I more excited about telling you that I'm stupid or eating crab rangoons? Probably the crab rangoons.
So we've decided for our wedding that Taylor is going to officiate it. You got officially asked last night.
Dead.
I'm assuming you've done no research, have you?
No, I had nine crab rangoons I had to eat when I got home, so I was a little busy last night.
You're
sorry.
Like, research, crab rangoons.
I had priorities, I'm sorry.
No, I don't blame you. Are you excited? Are you nervous about, well, one, you got to do some research, and two, I don't know how you even do this.
I have no idea. My grandpa is ordained, like he did my sister's wedding, right?
Great.
So, and I thought that was sick, and he did a really great job. I don't like
after that, so, I know nothing.
You know how I feel about public speaking. Now, luckily you've said that this is a very intimate ceremony that you are going to be doing this
less
at.
Than 10 people.
So, but still, I am really unfunny in front of people. I feel like
I know because neighbor man was like, okay, like I really want her to bring out her personality and she can like, you know, crack some jokes or whatever.
Ooh.
She's like, I'm not funny anymore.
Like, suddenly all the jokes have left my brain. Yeah.
I'm going to have to get you a bucket of Laffy Taffys.
Can I have that behind me just in case I freeze? Because I might. Yes. I might.
Yeah, have a Laffy Taffy in your pocket and be go, here's a joke from Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, I will. Hello, my name is Taylor, and I think I am an emotionally dependent on my espresso machine.
Girl, me too.
No, you're supposed to say hi, Taylor.
Oh, hi.
I'm Destiny, and I'm also emotionally dependent on my machine.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh. I got an espresso machine for Christmas. And since then, number one, I've been saving so much money because I have been drinking coffee at home every single day since I got that machine until yesterday. We were out of espresso beans, grounds, whatever you want to call it. And didn't have the chance to get them, so I stopped for a coffee on my way into work. And that was good. Don't get me wrong. It was a nice little treat. But the entire time I was thinking of my girl at home, my espresso machine. I'm like, dang, I'm like a changed woman.
Okay, I can relate so much because this morning we didn't have the filtered water that we specifically use for our espresso machine. Mm-hmm. So we had to go and get coffee somewhere else. And I'm like, ugh. I just want coffee from home because I've got my cute cups and it's like a water bottle. You drink more water out of a cute water bottle. Mm-hmm. Same thing with me with my coffee. I get more excited about my coffee if it's coming out of a cute tumbler.
Well, why don't you just pour your coffee into your
You know, I didn't think that part through, to be quite honest with you.
I problem solved. I just fixed your problem. I still have
issues. Well, now you're encouraging me to just spend all my money, and I'm broke as a joke. That's why we like to have coffee at home. That's why it tastes
don't
as good.
Don't blame me.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My TikTok For You page is slowly turning into Olympic talk, which I'm so for. I've been living for the like clothing hauls that the athletes are doing from all sponsors.
I remember watching, like, I think it was Simone Biles a couple years. Years ago.
The stuff this year is good. Skims, there's Nike. It's so much fun. I'm loving that. People are reviewing food at the Olympic Village of where they're staying. And now, as the events are about to get started, we're going to see more news about that. And I want to talk about my favorite winter event, which is figure skating. Okay. Because there was some tea in the figure skating world. Now, we're not talking Team USA. We're actually talking Spain. Figure skater. Now, forgive me if I'm pronouncing his name wrong. It's Tomas Guarino Sabate. He has been, so they compete, obviously, leading up to the Olympics. They have to qualify and stuff. And they have the same routine that they compete for months leading up to it, okay? And his has been a fan favorite because it's Minion themed, like Despicable Me.
Is he like a Minion?
He has like a yellow long sleeve on. He wears the overalls.
That's
and
cute.
He dances to Minion music. So like the ba 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 ba.
I gotta look this up.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And then there's some like clips from the Despicable Me movies in his mix. And you're going to understand in a second why I'm not playing it to you right now. Because on Monday of this week, he posted on Instagram announcing that he was told that he cannot use that music due to copyright issues with Universal. So he's been doing this Minion-themed routine, made it to the Olympics with it. He's about to compete starting this week. And he gets notification that he can't use that music. And people love this Minion routine, okay? So he's like, I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to rework what I can. And this is going to be a challenge. But I'm going to try to make the best of the situation. Obviously, the internet went crazy. They were calling this Minion Gate, okay? Finally got across Universal's desk, who holds the rights to the Minions and Despicable Me. And then he announced on Tuesday that Universal has reversed their decision, and for this one special occasion, they're going to allow him to use the Minions' likeness and their music from the movie for the Olympics.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
Did you not think to look into that before using the music?
He did. He said he did this back in August. He said he followed all of the protocols. He's been to multiple qualifying competitions, and it has not been an issue since. But since the Olympics are on television, that makes it a little bit different, I guess. Or I don't know where the confusion was. But the Minion Gate took off. And people were really, really upset that he was not going to be able to do his Minion routine. So they made the right choice because I think they would have been flamed on TikTok.
Well, I feel bad for him now because not only did you had this routine down mm-hmm. to a T, right? And then you get told, I can't use that music. So now you're reworking it to maybe another song, even just reworking the whole routine. Mm-hmm. And now you get to go back. So you put in all this work. You've like mm-hmm. worn your body out mm-hmm. just to go back to what you were doing.
Mm-hmm. Universal, I'm saying count your days. Minion Gate, they're after you.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Last we spoke was last night, and I told you I have no idea where my recliner is.
How do you misplace a recliner?
We had ordered a recliner, like, it was the week of Christmas or right after. I think it was, like, December 28th. And it was finally time to deliver our recliner, and we were so excited about it yesterday. That's the reason why Taylor had to take me home, was because neighbor man needed the car. He needed to go home for recliner delivery.
Right, to be there to let him in.
Uh-huh. He texts me during the show and goes, they have no idea where our recliner is.
Mm.
I've been waiting. I can't wait any longer. They have no idea where it is. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Because like what? They didn't show up during the window that they, like the
yeah,
time
like
window?
Yeah, like 3 to 5, they didn't show up. And so then I get to his work because you dropped me off and we're talking. And he goes, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do to, you know, talk Taylor into dropping you off again tomorrow. I think that's when they're going to deliver the recliner. I'm like, oh my, this is a whole debacle. We get home, and the freaking recliner's there. But let me tell you the story.
He's on the front porch, or
no,
what?
No, he lied.
I told you.
You said this.
Okay, in the car, you were saying you were like checking your footage or whatever.
Yeah, I was watching my security cameras, and I'm like, I swore during the show yesterday, I kept getting alerts saying somebody's at your front door, somebody's at your front door, somebody's at your front door. And that's when I texted neighbor man, and I go, recliner must have been delivered. And then he goes, no, I've been waiting forever, and it's not here.
I told you.
But then I look back at the footage, and I saw nothing. Nothing was there. And I'm like, I swear it kept saying somebody was at your front door.
I told in the car when I was driving you there, I'm like, what if he's lying? He seems like the trickster type that you like. Because you said originally you wanted to be surprised. You didn't even want to know what day it was being delivered. So correct. He freaking lied. I knew it. I know that, ma'am. I do.
You should date him.
No.
I'm getting a little concerned because he's getting good at lying. Not only did he get away with the recliner, but do you remember yesterday I told you that I never thought he talked to my dad about asking my hand in marriage. And then turns out he lied to me about that. Mm-hmm. He did talk to my dad. Mm-hmm. And he found a good way to lie about it, that it was believable. Mm-hmm. What last night sold me was when he said, oh, I'm going to have to convince Taylor to drop you off at work again or drop you off here, that I was like, oh, that, you know, that's believable. I think he might get away with an engagement. I think he might get away with proposing to me and me not knowing whatsoever because he's getting so freaking good at lying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned.
I was going to say, I mean, that's good and all, but...
What
if neighbor man's not even neighbor man by the end of this? I have a hack. If you are like forced into watching sports games at home because your man or whoever is into it and you're really not, I have a new hobby. Last night, I convinced my boyfriend Curly that in the sea of audience at this NBA game was none other than Pitbull.
Can I say... You were just looking for Baldwin?
Is that
what you were doing?
This actually started off as...
Because the neighbor man is also Pitbull!
He should start showing up places as Pitbull. Side note. No, it was genuine at first because they showed like a crowd shot. And in that moment, I just happened to be looking up at the TV. And there's people like cheering. Something exciting happened. And there was a guy who looked exactly like Pitbull. Bald head. He had sunglasses on. He had like the leather jacket and the way that he was like fist pumping. I literally said, is that Pitbull? Is Pitbull at the game? And my boyfriend Carly's like, what are you talking about? Like, no, that there's no way. So I rewinded and was like, I need you to look at this. And he kind of believed me. And from there, it became a new bit of mine, which is I'm just going to pick people out in the audience that kind of look like somebody else and be like, oh, you are not going to believe it. I just saw Adele.
They kind of do this at like sporting events.
They do.
I want nothing more than to be at like a Rough Riders game, a Colonels game or something. And they did do that as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they get the camera and they pan it to you, Taylor. Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's a... I don't know.
Say something nice or say nothing at all. I don't even want to know what you were going to say.
No, the girl from Wednesday. I can't think of her name.
I don't like how you, like, hesitated.
I was going to be nice.
I don't believe you at all.
I guess you and I haven't really talked much about it because football really isn't our jam. But are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
Okay, so yes. It's going to be on. However, can I tell you that actually my boyfriend Curly is like not boycotting it, but he's low key like not excited to watch
because of the team.
Because someone, now hang on here, I don't know football. One of the quarterbacks, Sam Darnold, was the quarterback for the Vikings until.
Oh no.
He's a traitor. So he's like, I don't want to watch out. Who could have been our guy?
What team is he on?
I don't.
Oh, you don't care. You stopped listening at that point.
Oh, no.
I could understand that, right? The guy was on your team.
His feelings are hurt.
Yeah, my dad would be too.
He's like, play Justin Bieber. That should be me. And it's not.
I could only see you watching it because you're like, I feel like you want to eat the food. You want to eat the, you know, the wings. And
I
got to
get my menu together.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually done a pretty good job of dodging commercials so far. So I feel like some of those are going to be a surprise. And then Abby. The halftime show.
I know.
Hello.
I know. I don't think we're watching it this year because my boyfriend neighbor man made plans for us to go hang out with his family. So I just don't think we're going to see it wherever we're at.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be I'll be getting on the tubes and the YouTubes.
I don't like that at all.
Getting on the YouTubes and the TikTok to see the halftime performance, and I don't want to see the commercials till that day.
I know, because otherwise, what is the point?
What's the point of watching it when you freaking
seen everything?
Release them early. Stop it, companies. Stop it. I'm getting very angry that you.
We
do
should
that.
Make a commercial that's a commercial about stop releasing the commercials.
Do you have $1 million?
I like maybe misplaced it, but I can find it.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tonight we're talking about stealing. To be honest with you, I had no idea what I wanted to do for a trivia question tonight. Right at that time, I was like, uh-oh, it's time. I don't know what to do. We heard Bruno Mars' I Just Might, which a lot of people have texted us, confronted us about how they feel like Bruno Mars stole a portion of that song from me. There's a part that sounds like my stuff the wagon, woo-woo, woo-woo.
Yes.
You hear that every year. So now it's inspired me to do a stealing trivia question, and oh, this is going to be juicy.
T.
If you admit to something, we will not tell. 18% of people steal this from work. What is it?
How fun is this?
I know.
Oh my God.
I know.
If you want to let us know where you work, I won't read that part. I just think that's kind of fun. That's kind of deep.
Okay, fine. Yeah. We promise we won't rat out that you work at like a grocery store.
Unless you want us to air it out. That's fine. I'm down. Cause a little chaos. You can text in your yes to 319-200-1029 or let us know like what type of company I guess it is. Like I work for
healthcare.
Yeah, a hair salon. And I steal bobby pins.
I would steal hairspray. What are you talking about? 18% of people steal this from work. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
It's a good day when people confess their sins on our text line. What?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
And people are doing just that on our text line, which you can always let us know at 319-200-1029. But tonight's trivia question, we're talking about stealing. 18% of people steal this from work. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guest to 319-200-1029 before the answer is revealed. But so far, Chrissy said office supplies. That makes sense. I feel like every office has like
the closet,
the bulk closet, right? Uh-huh. We have one here even where there's batteries, there's sticky notes, there's Sharpies there. I mean, all the good stuff is in there.
We got two.
We do? I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Where's the second one?
You literally don't know that we have two. You're serious.
I'm thinking about the one up front.
Yep.
By Queen Loretta.
Yes. And then there's a second one in the sales area.
Oh,
it's in one of the cabinets. Oh, girl.
I don't like that one as much. It's a mess.
Oh, I love that one because nobody ever goes to it. And so it's always like more stocked.
Mm. I just think it's a bunch of pens. So I don't know what I'm missing out on.
I love to steal pens.
Yeah, that's true.
4475 said toilet paper and they work in healthcare.
Mm.
Does that mean you've stolen it?
Mm.
Do they have good toilet paper there?
No. Why? I feel like not. Respectfully, no business has like good toilet paper.
I don't think I've ever went potty at like the doctor's office other than when they need you to do it in the cup, but I don't remember what the toilet paper's like. I've never done it at the hospital because I have other things to worry about if I'm at the hospital.
I don't think we're talking like double ply situation.
Oh God, it's the one.
It's single. Which like, ugh. I guess if you need it, then you need it. But like, I'm not stealing it because it's comfortable.
It's not like they got bougie
it's
toilet
not
paper.
Pillowy soft.
You know what? Maybe we should be stealing it because if my hospital bill is already stupid expensive, might as well take the toilet paper.
Okay, let's not encourage poor behavior. Okay. Jill has lots of answers. Jill said toilet paper, notepads, pens, and band-aids.
I never thought about stealing band-aids. That is so genius, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We got a whole cabinet full of like
first aid.
I was gonna say drugs. It's like ibuprofen and Tylenol.
I wonder if people be stealing Tylenol or the ibuprofen.
I would steal that, and I would steal the band-aids. You don't think of, I haven't because I have a ridiculous amount of band-aids. Don't ask me questions because even I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're stupid expensive. Same thing with ibuprofen and Tylenol. I guess in a sense, I do kind of steal. Again, I've never done this from the company, but I, in a sense, kind of do because I have ibuprofen in my backpack and I always forget I do. But yet I go to the cabinet and I'm like, well, I'll just take some ibuprofen.
Well, if you're closer. Is that stealing, though? That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Well, tonight's trivia question is about stealing. 18% of people steal this from work. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Don't forget, you can also tell us what field you work in. We won't tell them.
Do people be stealing from your work?
Oh.
I would not.
Spill the tea.
I'd love to know.
And if you want to tell us which coworker, go ahead.
Yes, and we will put a hex on them. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how to do that.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Man, just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, 18% of people steal this from work. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
printer paper. 18% of people have stolen that from work. Taylor's looking at
it. Boring. Are you kidding me?
Come on. Steal something good like money. I don't know.
That is not official Z102.9 endorsed advice. At all.
It also made it sound like I have and I have not. There is no money to steal from. Like, we don't you know what I mean?
Lots
like,
of cash laying around.
We don't. We're not like a grocery store, what I'm saying? Or a bank.
Is there a secret safe here we don't know about?
Girl, and the way I sounded made it seem like I do know that there is one. I don't.
There is not.
I haven't stolen any cash.
I don't. You're like not helping your case.
Okay, I tell you the other things that are like top things that people have stolen. Prints or paper was actually not number one.
Ah.
Pens and pencils are the top thing that we sell. 38% of people stolen have done it.
That makes sense.
I steal it all the time. There's good pens in this studio. Mine now.
Well, or you like are using one and you toss it in like your bag or your purse or whatever, and you're like, get home, and you're like, well, my favorite pen made its way home with me.
The other things are printer paper, staples, and food from the kitchen. Toilet paper did miss the top five. I'll admit. Other than a pen, I've never stolen printer paper, staples, I've never stolen food, and I've never stolen toilet paper from here. The one thing that I do steal a lot from here, I'll admit it.
Okay.
Fire me, I guess. I don't care. And it's on complete accident. I have stolen so many utensils here on complete accident.
Oh, like silverware?
Yeah.
You have admitted that before.
Yeah, I'll eat it at my desk, and then I just like throw it with the container, don't even think about it, and then I come home, and I'm like, oh, that's not a utensil. Like, that fork doesn't belong at this home. I tend to forget to bring it back, though.
That makes sense. Well, I mean, we have a million, so that makes sense.
Anything you want to admit to stealing? She's like, I would like to get paid tomorrow, so.
Well, I'm just like, I don't think so.
Really? Really?
No, I'm serious.
Kitty two shoes. She did admit earlier today that she's never been grounded, so you know what? I'm going to believe it. I'm going to clock that.
Let's have some more fun stuff around here.
But something worth stealing.
I don't know what that would be. Cash. Let's go back to that safe that we were talking about.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.